Dalai Lama, Man, Monk, Mystic, an authorized biography. Written by Mayank Chaya and read by Paul English. The 14th Dalai Lama and Tibet were the most mysterious part of my childhood apocrypha. Everything about the man and his land was fabulous. Mystical stories of reincarnation unfolding in fog-laden valleys of frozen mountains at the height of 13,000-plus feet. Tonsured monks in ochre robes, contrasted against the white, snow-covered landscape of the Himalayas, appeared so stunningly picturesque to me that I did not care if such a world could really exist. It did not matter whether the stories were true or not, as long as they were captivating. There were pretty good chances that both Tibet and the Dalai Lama existed, but in my Indian childhood of the early 1960s, they seemed to belong more to magical folklore than reality. In a country where the real and the magical constantly fuse and metamorphose into each other, what difference did it make whether this world actually existed? In any event, for a child who was not yet even 10 years old, the magical seemed infinitely more engaging than the real. That view changed every time the winter came, and the Dalai Lama's existence became all too real when hundreds of his portraits and pictures adorned the sidewalks of my town, along with piles of brightly coloured sweaters that Tibetan refugees came to sell. At least it was true that they were Tibetan people. It appeared quite possible that, after all, someone called the Dalai Lama did indeed exist. I remember having asked a Tibetan woman who the grown-up baby-like figure in the picture was. "That is His Holiness. He is the living Buddha," she replied. I neither understood His Holiness nor the living Buddha. I knew of only one Buddha who had been dead for some 2,500 years. The question that troubled me was, if Gautama Buddha had died so long ago, how come he was still living? It took me another decade and a half to unravel that mystery.